Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with Thomas Rhett, who is always just so sweet and so kind. When we sat down to speak, it was actually Halloween night, and him and his wife Lauren had just got back from this amazing trip to Italy. So we got to talk all about that, talk all about trick-or-treating with the kids. We also got to talk about his latest single, Half of Me, which is headed to the top of the charts, along with filming the music video with Katy Perry for Where We Started, and his new holiday EP. Thomas Rhett's got it all going on right now, so please enjoy our conversation. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. Is it a big day over there with Halloween tonight?
Yeah, it's like a big week.
I know, it's hard when Halloween's on a Monday because it's like the celebrations start on Friday.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, my wife and I just got back from Italy too. And the day we get back, we have a Halloween party straight into Halloween, straight into everything. We should definitely plan better in the future.
It's important. I feel like when you come back from vacation, like being our age, you need to plan like 1 to 2 days of recovery and leave nothing for yourself.
Yeah, it's almost like you need to tell everybody that you're not back yet and you just book a hotel room for 2 days.
Exactly. How was your trip to Italy? It looked awesome.
It was so fun. We've been over there a couple times throughout our marriage, but this time was great. We did Tuscany and drank way too much wine and ate way too much pasta.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. You know, where else did you go in Tuscany?
We were with like 10 other people. We stayed in like a house in the Chianti region. Mm-hmm. And we did that for a few days and then went south to the Amalfi Coast, which I could live there.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. We're getting married in Italy, not this summer, but the next summer. So I've been spending all of my spare time looking at villas and houses and places. And I'm like, everywhere you go, it's amazing.
Everything, the food is so good. Everything is just incredible.
I was going to say, what was the best meal you had while you were there?
You know, some of the nicer dinners were great, but I could eat, you know, $1 pizza off the side of the road every day and a scoop of gelato and a Peroni and be good.
Be
and
totally be happy.
Good to go.
Yeah. Somebody said to me recently, they were like, even the worst pasta in Italy is still the best pasta that you've ever had.
It's true. We were talking about this the other day, but like, you know, you do these wine tastings and you know, you don't even have to order wine and they bring you wine at dinner. And like, you know, you have 6 glasses of wine or whatever and you wake up and you don't feel bad. So I'm trying to figure out what we're doing wrong over here.
That's why everyone in Italy lives so long.
Right. I was thinking that I would come back and have gained like 9 pounds and I lost weight. So I don't know what they do different, but I need
that
to
is the
figure
dream.
That out. Yeah.
I love that. Well, congratulations on Half of Me heading up the chart.
Thank you.
How fun was it getting to work with Riley on this and kind of like go through this whole experience with him?
Yeah. He cracks me up. Like, I guess we've known each other for a couple of years now, but I wrote this song on the road and then he took me duck hunting in Arkansas. I guess it had to have been last year or 2 years ago. And I played him this song and I said, you should do this with me. And he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to. Literally just, that's how easy it was with Riley, to be honest with you. He drove to Nashville the next week and put his vocal on the song. And it was like 3 passes in the studio. I started playing this song acoustic live, like right after we wrote it, and got such a cool reaction from the crowd that I knew it was always going to be a single. Mm-hmm. And so to watch it be like in the top five right now is amazing. So.
That's one of the most like country song pitches I feel like I've heard. Like we were in a duck blind.
we should do this together. Yeah, for sure.
That's so funny. And then this is going to be your 20th number one, right?
Yeah.
Oh my,
Lord willing, we'll see.
I know
we'll
see. We won't jinx it, but like that's gotta feel so like great to sit 20 number ones in 10 years, TR. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's yeah, I feel very blessed. I really do. I mean, there's so many songs we put out in our career where I'm like, God, is this the right move? You know, and somehow they keep going, and I'm just ever grateful for, you know, to radio for playing them and for fans listening to them and singing them back to us at the shows. Like it really is mind blowing every day to walk on stage and sing, you know, 20 songs that have gotten to the top of the charts. It's mind blowing.
It's like got to be making the set list so much harder now, because there's never going to be a night like you're always going to not play someone's favorite number one song.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even this year we took certain older hits and kind of morphed them into like a medley.
Yeah.
You know, so playing like half of three songs or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, the more songs we put out, the more records we put out, it'll get interesting.
It's a good problem to have, definitely.
And very good problem.
You recently released the music video with Katy Perry for Where We Started. How was it getting to like spend a couple days filming that with her?
It was great. You know, we filmed the video a while ago. I think we filmed it in April of this year.
Oh, wow. So it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. But I'm so glad it finally came out. She's such a pleasure to work with. Such a great talent, very down to earth human being. And I don't know, while we were filming it, like I was thinking, what are our conversations going to be like? And they literally were just about our kids.
That's so awesome. You know,
I think when you're hanging out with any parent, that's what the conversation
is. It's the great equalizer.
That's just what it turns to. You know, it's like, what are they eating? What time are they sleeping? You know, it's like that kind of thing. But, no, it was a blast to make that video and glad that it's finally out there.
So. That's so awesome. And then you just recently surprised everyone and dropped this holiday EP. Talk to me about why you wanted to release Merry Christmas, y'all.
Christmas is like our jam. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I could skip Halloween, to be honest with you. I know that's going to make a lot of people mad. But I don't really love the holiday. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm fine, like, you know, dressing up or whatever. And maybe when my kids get older, it'll be more of a thing for us. But like taking kids trick or treating, I don't care who you, it's not fun. I don't care who you are. You can judge me. It is not fun. People,
they're just angry and sugared up. And like,
yeah, I'm just like, what are we doing? Like we avoid candy all week. And now it's just like, eat as much as you possibly can in a short amount of time. And then go to bed. You have school tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. It sounds like torture.
Yeah. But no, I love Christmas so much. I mean, our lights are already up. You know, we'll probably get our tree in like 3 weeks. So going in and recording these was a lot of fun. I wanted to, you know, Sinatra is like my favorite style of Christmas music, like big band, horns, strings, like the whole nine yard. And so we really tried to go in and kind of like recreate the 1940s, you know, or whatever with my voice on it. And I will say those are the most challenging songs I've ever sang in my life in the studio.
I was going to say, that's got to be like a hard thing to do, like to sing in a completely different way than you're used to.
Well, I mean those songs, for any like musical geniuses listening to this, like there are the key changes every 4 seconds. I mean, like legit, at least on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, it's like, I don't even know what key we're in right now.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go line by line by line until I finally like learned how the song. I've sang it my whole life, but when you do it, you know, without singing it over Frank Sinatra's voice, it's like, it's an extra challenge, but it turned out really cool. And just wanted to get people in the spirit early.
That's so awesome. And then when it comes to holiday shopping, cause we're entering that season, are you like a plan ahead guy or are you like last minute, you're out the week of?
A little bit of both, maybe. I mean, I haven't bought anything, but I'm usually just the guy that gets the gifts for the guys in our family. So like I will pick an item and buy 12 of them because there's like 12 dudes in our family. So Lauren usually takes care of everybody else. But yeah, I mean, from November to Christmas is crazy. It's like Lauren's birthday, Willa Grace's birthday, Lily's birthday, you know, you name it. There's somebody that's got a birthday and then it's Christmas. And so it's like, here's like triple gifts for everybody.
Yeah. You know? And then you have to like go above and beyond. Cause I also have a December birthday and like, you have to try really hard. Cause anybody who has a birthday in December, like it usually gets a little overshadowed by Christmas. So for you guys, I'm sure trying to make the kids each feel special in their different birthday weeks.
Yeah. 100%. It's more like, let's just buy something really cool. And it's like, hey, this is your birthday and your Christmas gift, which does not work with a 2-year-old for the record.
No, they are taking inventory. So
no doubt.
Definitely can't do that. And then it's so crazy. We're like at the point where we're getting ready to wrap up 2022 and think about next year, which when this airs, your new tour will have been announced. So tell us about what you're excited about for the 2023 tour.
Gosh, I'm so pumped. It's called the Home Team Tour 23. We're doing 50 dates. It's going to be me, Cole Swindell, and Nate Smith.
My God.
That I love so much. So it's definitely going to be one that people are not going to want to miss. Especially like me and Cole's dynamic is so amazing. We toured once in 2021, but it was a weird year because it was like getting out of COVID and people were still kind of freaked out. It was just, it wasn't a real go at it. And I remember calling Cole, I think it was like 6 months ago, and I was like, dude, one more time, please.
Can we do it again?
One more time. We got to do it again because we didn't hit any of these cities on the tour we did in 21. And, you know, Heads Carolina was a song that I was a part of writing. And like, we just kind of ebb and flow with each other so much. And
it makes so much sense. That song has just been like, oh my God.
It's gigantic. Yeah. It's so fun to watch Cole just absolutely destroy it. But no, the tour is going to be a blast. We kick off in May. And we go through October and hitting all the major cities in the U.S. and it's gonna be so much fun.
That's gonna be so awesome. And also, Nate Smith has just become like one of my favorite people. Same. Like, what a genuine, just hilarious human being.
I know, cause I got a text after we asked him to come on tour. I've never met him. I love Whiskey on You. I love that song. I love his voice. I've heard a couple interviews by him, and he seems like such a down to earth human being. But I got a text from a California number saying, hey man, thanks for bringing me on tour. And I was like, who is this? You know what I mean? So like, I think I know who's on tour with us or whatever. I had no idea he was from California. And when I heard him talk, I was like, you do not sing the way that you talk.
No.
He was super, super, just amazing to talk to. And I think it's just going to be we're going to get to know each other really well. And probably write way too many songs and stay up way too late, but it's going to be a blast of a year.
That's so fun. And then is there any update on Country Again side B?
Yeah. For sure. Well, I wish I could give you like a solidified date. I think I've learned a lot through this process. I've learned that if you're going to do a double album, just do it all.
Put it out at once.
Don't wait because every interview that I've done for the last 6 months has been, where is side B?
And really? So, I'm sorry to throw another one.
It's fine. I'm kind of like strategically building the hype.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't even mean to, but just hype is happening. I spent the entire year on this road. The entire year writing songs. I think I wrote 100 songs since May. And When you do that, what I thought was going to be side B, I don't think is going to be it at all. Like there was too much that happened this year that I was like, well, this would be a real shame if this wasn't a part of this project. And so we're going to start getting in the studio in January and hopefully have at least a couple of brand new songs within the springtime, and side B will 100% come out next year and potentially like side C and C plus and D and D plus. So
that's awesome. Nobody puts out more new music than you. I'm always like, oh my God, he's got more. Like, cause I feel like you're just like cranking out songs. You're a machine.
Yeah, no, it might be time to disappear for a second.
Take a little bit of a break.
Lay low. Yeah. I mean, my record process, it's just been every 2 years since I was 21. It's like record, single, record, single, record, single. And then side A and Where We Started both came out within a year of each other, you know, and I think I need to step back a little bit and like actually finish an album for the first time without
starting another one
or without a release date. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, we got half the record finished. It's coming out June 5th. And you're like, we haven't even done single cut. We haven't done photo shoots. We haven't done content. So it would be really nice to be like, okay, here's the record. Now let's
do all the things.
Plan. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm very, very, very excited about this next project. I think a lot of people loved side A so much that I think that side B is going to 100% be the best record that I've ever made. So
I love to hear that. Yeah. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. Great to see you.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Take care. Bye.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!